don't know what would happen if anything went wrong at home, if everything just didn't go bing, bing, bing. If they had problems, I suppose they took care of them right there at the home. You weren't supposed to have any problems.
Couldn't rush off to the hospital every time you got sick, could you? So your family has lived in this county for how many generations?
Well, my father and mother both came from Ireland. Father came from Eastern Ireland and mother came from Western Ireland. And then they met here in Durango. He was here first and then she came and they met the first night she came. He was boarding with my aunt.
And they met the first night that she arrived. What was her name?
Her name was Catherine. Right. Just a good old Irish name.
Yes.
And they eventually married and settled down here.
Do you know what year they married?
Yes. She came here in about 93. And my father came earlier than that. I don't know exactly what year he came. But they were married in 1899.
And what was your father's name?
James.
And what did he do for a living?
Well, he was sort of a jack of all trades, I guess. He mined more than he farmed. Mother was a farmer in the family. Mm-hmm. And she kept the thing going at an even keel. Mm-hmm. And at one time, he owned what they call the neglected mine. It's back up Junction Creek here about 18 miles. And it was a really a good... did I say neglected mine?
Yes.
It really had a rich body of ore. Mm. And that body of ore is still down in those rocks.
So it hasn't run out yet?
No. Mm. They lost it and never did find it again. Mm. I think the mine filled up with water and they ran out of money. But at one time he was very well to do.
Mm. It was a gold mine.
Was your mother a housewife? Well, you said she farmed. She was mostly a farmer.
Well, she was a housewife, and mm-hmm. just a housewife, a farm wife.
Did a little of everything.
Just everything that you have to do on a ranch.
Do you know how far they went in their schooling? Were they ever able to attend school growing up?
Yes, they were. I don't know. I think my father probably went to, probably the fourth or fifth grade. Mm-hmm. He had a beautiful tenor voice. And my mother, I think she went probably to the equivalent of the eighth grade mm-hmm. back there in Ireland.
Do you know of any kind of social contacts they may have had? I'm thinking in terms of either church or social clubs or other civic organizations they might have belonged to. Do you remember them telling you about?
My mother was a very faithful Catholic, and she was married in the church and everything, and my father was a Catholic also, but I don't think they had clubs like we have nowadays, and she was a housemaid. She worked for some of the high mucky-mucks here in Durango.
Is that what you call the social elite, high mucky-mucks?
Well, that's what, that's sort of a trashy...
Well.
Expression.
Yeah, well, they deserve to be called that sometimes.
And, they were really, really fine people.
Yes, yeah.
They really were.
Yeah.
And she worked for a grocery man. His name was W.G. And she worked there for a long, long time. I think probably most of her life before she married.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about your social contacts. Did you belong to the